Attention against some more of your boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer, along with the Walmart in Thayer, the Country Cottage Cafe, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Thayer at Alton, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, along with Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. It'll be Lane Grimes to jump it up against Chandler Cisco. Tip is up and controlled by the Alton Comets, and we are underway here. The battle for bragging rights in Oregon County. Alton working around the perimeter. The Thayer Bobcat 2-3 zone defense here. DeWolf's got it on the right side wing. Swings it across court to Chandler Cisco. Cisco looking at players crossing across the free throw circle. Couldn't get anybody open. Now pass going down into the corner intended for Heck is deflected and out of bounds by Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. 19 seconds into the first quarter. Alton will inbound it on the side down near the corner. They bring it into Steele. Ryland gives it up to Heck, who hands it right back to him. Now to DeWolf, right side in the corner for Heck. Kanan works it to the elbow. Now backs it back out to DeWolf on the right side. Bobcats pump out on him. He can flat out score when he gets on. Now here's Cisco with it. He'll bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Alton continuing, just playing a little motion offense here. Heck goes through the lane, couldn't get open, gets out to Cisco, pulls up 15-footer, good! Chandler Cisco hits the first bucket of the night, took nearly a minute. Bobcats will work up the floor in a hurry, get it to Gage Pitts, top of the key. Gage dribble one time, gives over to Grimes. Grimes in the corner to Andrews. Andrews driving the baseline, kicks it back out to Pitts for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around, goes out of bounds. No, it's saved by Thayer. Grimes has got it, and he's going to get fouled as he goes up for a shot. Lane Grimes will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Alton Comets. Fouls on number one, Christian Orr of the Alton Comets. Just underway here at the Thayer High School. Sit back, relax, Orr. And get you something good to eat, maybe a bag of popcorn, and enjoy the ball game. First free throw is up and no good for Lane Grimes. Well, Grimes banks one off the back of the rim. He'll try another one. It is up and it is good. Rattles it off. Lane Grimes, first point of the evening for the Thayer Bobcats. We've got a 2-1 game. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Alton breaks it up into the front court. Ryland Steele's got it. Swings it on the right side to DeWolf. He dribble drives out to the top of the key. Gives it on the left side of the floor now to Cisco. Cisco looking at Heck as he goes through the lane. Now gives the ball to as DeWolf, who drives within 8 feet of the bucket, elevates with a jumper. That's good. Brandon DeWolf hits his first shot of the night. That's a good sign for the Alton Comets. Thayer with a basketball. Out on the right side for Landry Pitts. Into the lane for Haven. Backing down the defender. Puts a shot up. No good. And the rebound controlled by Alton. Ryland Steele runs up the floor, gives it to Cisco. Round the horn it goes to DeWolf. DeWolf holds it high on the wing, feeds it down low to Cisco. Cisco working against the defense, pulls up the dribble on the baseline, hands it to DeWolf, who comes to meet the ball. DeWolf will back it back out front for Alton. They'll get back into the offensive set. They're going to dump one now down to Christian Orr. We've got an offensive foul on Orr. That's bad news for the Alton Comets. Christian Orr with two first quarter fouls. And Orr will have to leave the court. Two fouls here early in the first quarter. There was no doubt about it, I thought. He got the ball down to the post, and he just backed his way over a defender who was staying put behind him. So Thayer with the basketball, down by three. Gage Pitts trying to tie it from the corner. That one's off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes out to Lane Grimes. He gives to Haven. Haven in the lane, takes it back out to Pitts, driving it down the baseline. His shot is blocked by Cisco, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Thayer Bobcat ball inbound under their own bucket. 2.5 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer has not scored a field goal yet. One free throw. And shot's not dropping for the green and white. Thayer inbounds it, brings it out front for Lane Grimes. Lane will back it out. Two teams very familiar with each other. They play a lot together in the summer. Here's Andrews for a long three for Thayer, and it's good. Andrews hits a three, brought to you by our friends over at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. First three-pointer of the night, and we've got a 4-4 ball game. As Andrews, his first three of the night. Here's Alton back the other way. Ryland Steele up with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Grimes. Grimes out to Andrews. Andrews, little one-on-one move down to the baseline, gets cut off. Turns, shoots it. That one's no good, and Steele got the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. Steele all the way to the basket, throws up a wild shot. He's going to get fouled on his way to the bucket. Crashes into the wall down under the basket. He's okay, and he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two Fouls on Lane Grimes, number 24. First foul on the Thayer Bobcats tonight. First personal on Lane. This one will send Ryland Steele to the free throw line trying to break the tie. The first one is up and good. Ryland Steele, just a sophomore. Good young player for Alton. Wears number 35 on the uniform. He puts another one up, and it's good. So Steele, Cisco, and DeWolf have all scored for Alton. Kanan Heck, I don't think he's even looked at the basket yet. Thayer with the ball after the free throw. They kick it around top of the key for Grimes. Lane will back it out. Bounce pass it down the corner to Gage Pitts. Driving the baseline. Gets it off to Haven. Haven up with a shot. Count it. And a foul. Jace Haven powered that one through the defense. And he gets fouled by number five. That's Kanan Heck. Heck called for the foul. That will be the third team foul already against the Alton Comets. And Jace Haven with his first bucket of the night. He'll go to the free throw line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, trying to break a six-all tie, and he left it short off the front of the rim. Rebound by Cisco for Alton. Comets back in business on the offensive side. 3.5 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. We've got a 6-6 ball game. Alton working around the perimeter, being very patient offensively of these Alton Comets here. They swing it on the right side for DeWolf. DeWolf back over to Steele. Now baseline to Cisco out near the three-point line. Dumps it at in the inside to Steele. Steele gives it back to Cisco, driving the baseline, weaves his way to the bucket and scores. That's a nice play. Chandler Cisco with a beautiful move down the baseline. And Alton back on top by two. Thayer with it out front. Landry Pitts will give it up to Lane Grimes. He'll take it to the top of the key, run it from the point. Ball goes right side for Haven to Andrews. Turnaround jumper from 15. No good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Ben Ash, who checked in for the Alton Comets in place of Christian Orr. It was out with those two early fouls. Alton back in the offensive set with a two-point lead. Chandler Cisco handles it in the left corner. Brings it back out to the wing to DeWolf. Little crossover dribble, trying to find a lane to the basket. Nothing there. Kicks it back over to Steele. Steele now to Heck, moving off a screen down to the baseline. Gives it back out to Ash, to Cisco for a long three. That is no good. Heck gets the long rebound. He can't score. Cisco down the rebound, puts it back up and in. Chandler Cisco having a night. Chandler's got six already. Three offensive rebounds. That trip down the floor, keeping the ball alive for the Alton Comets. And Thayer now down by four with the ball. Gage Pitts will take it to the top of the key, runs it there. Steele comes out on him, feeds it right side to Grimes. Grimes to Haven, top of the key, straight on for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Ben Ash and the Thayer Bobcats. A little quick on the shots tonight. Not taking the ball to the hole like we saw them do over the weekend. They're telling for the shots on the perimeter. Alton with it, back on the offensive side with a four-point lead, 2:30 to go. Ball goes down the corner, now inside for DeWolf. Out of Cisco, top of the key, and back over to Steele. Steele gets into the free throw circle, gives it back outside to DeWolf on the left side wing. Back to Steele, driving the baseline, going all the way to the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound controlled by Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Jace Haven on the break, takes it down to the baseline, trying to get it back out to the trailer, and he's going to get fouled by Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf going to be called for the foul, will be his first of the game. Next team foul number four on the Alton Comets. Thayer making their first substitution of the night. As Keaton Nicholson will check in, Lane Grimes did a good job while he's in there, rebounding the basketball. And the Thayer Bobcats to trigger it in here, down under the bucket. That feeds it to Andrews, back to Pitts in the corner. Cross court to Haven, lets it fly from three, and it's good! Chase Haven with a three-pointer. He's got five early. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare and Orthopedic in West Plains. Alton with the basketball. Jed Montgomery's checked in. He has the ball poked away from behind. Gage Pitts with a steal. He'll drive for the bucket. Gage Pitts. That's a good play back there by the Thayer Bobcats to get the steal, and Pitts got out in front of everybody. Thayer Downs retaking the lead, 11-10, minute 44 to go. Here's Cisco faking a long three, now moves into the lane, turns around, couldn't get a shot away. Gives to Kanan Heck. Heck to the free throw line, elevates, kicks it back out to Steele from the wing. A long three is no good. And the rebound to Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. Nicholson, the 6'4 junior, runs it up the floor, gives it to Landry Pitts on the baseline, back out to Andrews, pull up, floater in the lane, no. Went down, trying to draw the foul, no call. And now Ben Ash travel with the ball. Yep, he sure did. He was on his pivot foot and then switched to the heel. When the heel came down, he turned that foot, and that's the travel. So minute 17 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up by one. 11-10. And the Bobcats will inbound the ball down along the baseline. Gage Pitts will be the trigger man. Got it into Landry Pitts. Landry back outside to Haven. Straight on for three. And he hit another one. He did. Gage Haven with his second three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. Haven now with 8 points in the first quarter. He got the game high. Alton back on the offensive end as Thayer's open a four-point advantage. Jed Montgomery with it out top. Fades it over to Cisco. Cisco dribble drives in the lane, fakes left, turns right, throws up a shot. No, but he's going to be fouled by Keaton Nicholson. Foul on Nicholson will be his first of the night, second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Thayer up by four. Chandler Cisco going to the line, trying to cut into that lead for the Alton Comets. First free throw for Chandler is up and good. So Cisco, 7 points in the first quarter, having a good night for the Alton Comets. He will shoot another. Bounces it twice, sets it on the right hand, pushes it up, it's good. Cisco found the shooting range tonight, having his best game of the year so far. 8 points in the first quarter, that's tied for the game high. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Got out to Landry Pitts. He shoots a three. No good. Gage Pitts with an offensive rebound for Thayer. Takes it out to the corner. Now turns and drives back down the baseline for the lay-in. Gage Pitts with a pretty play. Gage has got four tonight. And Thayer back out to the four-point lead. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Montgomery's got it. Just crossed the timeline for Alton. Gets down to the right corner to Ryland Steele. Steele back out to Heck. Heck. Back over Montgomery, down to 14 seconds to play. Looks like Alton's going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Cisco, now a little isolation out front. Moves to the elbow, elevates for the jumper. Oh, that's good. Chandler Cisco, 10 points in a quarter. Here's Thayer coming the other way. Haven with a long shot at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 16-14. Thayer leads Alton by two. We'll be back with your second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
And we're back. We'll say thanks to some of the boosters helping to make the game possible tonight. They include Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. Dr. Ekman at the ball game tonight. See him sitting down there. And here we go. Thayer Bobcats open the second quarter with the ball in a two-point lead, 16-14, over the Alton Comets. Been a good ball game so far. Here's Haven, top of the key for Thayer. Gives over to Andrews. Andrews, a little shake and bake in the corner. Gives it right back out to Haven. Haven dumps it down on the baseline now to Nicholson. Nicholson kicks it back out to Pitts. Over to Haven for three. No. Rebound. Tipped up. No good. Gets on the floor. And Ben Ash has got it for the Alton Comets. Come the Comets on the break. Push it up to Cisco. Pulls up from 15. That one's high off the rim. No good. And a fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. 7:28 to play, second quarter. Here at Thayer High School, good crowd on hand for tonight's game. Here's DeWolf to inbound. Oh, got it to Cisco, right down the right side of the lane. Somebody missed an assignment there, and Cisco now with 12 points in the first half for the Alton Comets. Here's Thayer getting the ball down to Andrews. Andrews puts it up off the window, it's good, and he's fouled on the play. That'll be Jed Montgomery, number 15, called for the foul for Alton. That'll be team foul number five on the Comets. First of the game against Jed Montgomery. Andrews will get credit for the basket. He's got 5 points now and will shoot for number six here in the first quarter. Jordan coming off a 30-point night on Saturday over at Webb City High School. And the free throw is good for the All-State candidate. 6 points now for Jordan Andrews. We played a minute here in the second quarter. Thayer with a three-point lead. Alton trying to get back to within one or tie it. Sisko with it. Thayer really stretching that defense out, way out on the floor. Here's a give down to Heck. Heck is tied up. Loses the handle on the ball. It's picked up by Gage Pitts. Gage right down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket. Count it and a foul. What a play by the junior. Gage Pitts being aggressive on the offensive end. He challenged three defenders. Not only did he draw the foul on Chandler Sisko, he got the bucket to go down. So Gage now with 6 points in the game. And Thayer with a five-point lead and misses the free throw. So a five-point lead for the Bobcats. 6:53 to go in the first half. Alton brings it in the front court. Chandler Sisko swings it on the right side to DeWolf. DeWolf looking in the lane. Nobody open. They give it back out to Sisko. Sisko looking cross-court. Now to DeWolf in the corner. He's a quick trigger on the three. It's no good. Rebound Jordan Andrews, and here come the Bobcats. Thayer with on the defense back, and here's DeWolf with the steal. Well, he didn't dunk it. He went up and laid it off the window. Brandon DeWolf with the bucket for the Alton Comets after the steal. Here comes Thayer, quick down the floor. Got it to Nicholson, top of the key. Nicholson out top. Now Gage. Pitts will fire one away. That's no good. Bouncing hard off the rim right down to Brandon DeWolf. So DeWolf up with a chance to get Alton back to within one. Pull up jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound. Oh, comes out to Haven. Haven will drive the floor and score the layup. 10 points for Haven. These two teams starting to get comfortable. They're starting to go up and down the court. 5 point lead again for the Thayer Bobcats. Alton with the basketball on the offensive end. DeWolf has got it out front. He's on the right side wing for Chandler Sisko. Chandler with 12 first half points, having a night for the Alton Comets. He gives the ball up to Jed Montgomery. Jed drives into the lane, kicks it back outside to Sisko on the baseline. Sisko back out to Montgomery, top of the key to Heck. Kanan not even looking to score right now. And he's the Comets' leading scorer. Here's a dump down inside for Ash. He powers one up, no good. And a rebound taken by Jace Haven for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Haven to the free throw line. Got it to the cutter. That's Grimes down the baseline, but he couldn't hang on. Tough pass right there. Those two have connected on a lot of pass plays this year, dating back to the football. But they couldn't connect that time, and Alton will get it after the Bobcat turnover. 5:10 to go in the first half. They are up 23-18. And there's a steal by the Bobcats. Landry Pitts feeds it up the court to Gage. He misses the layup. Rebound gets on the floor, goes out of bounds. It's going to be, well, we got the officials going to get together. That's a mad scramble after that ball. I don't know who was the last one to touch it. Looks like they say Gage Pitts. Last one to touch it. Thayer got the steal, then Gage trying to draw the contact, missed the layup. And then it was just a free-for-all after the loose ball. So Alton's got it. In the left corner, Kanan Heck gives it out to steal to DeWolf. Quick trigger on a three, and it's good. Brandon DeWolf with a three-pointer for the Alton Comets. And we've got a two-point game again. Thayer working the offense. Top of the key around the horn to Nicholson. Inside Andrews. Spin move in the lane. That's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. In control by Christian Orr. And we're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. Orr had the rebound. Had it covered up. Somebody running by tried to poke it away. Foul's on number 22, Jordan Andrews. That'll be his first. Substitution here for Thayer. Levi Paulette will check into the ballgame. Senior for the Thayer Bobcats. Good score. So Alton with a chance here to tie the ball game with 4:23 to go in the first half. Kanan Heck has got it. Gives to the free throw line to Sisko. He bounces it one time, shoots and scores. Chandler Sisko has been unconscious in this first half. He's got 14 for the Alton Comets. And we're tied at 23 with 4 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Thayer working the ball on the offensive end. They get it down to Paulette in the corner. Paulette brings it back around front for Keaton Nicholson. Thayer with three starters on the floor right now. Here's Paulette. He fakes a three out of the corner, drives to baseline, misses a layup. And a rebound taken by DeWolf for Alton. Here come the Comets. They'll give it back out to Ryland Steele, and he'll start the offense from there. Wings it on the right side wing. Back out top now to Heck. Heck Looking to the right. Now looking to make a move into the lane. Bounces it down inside to Christian Orr. Just outside the paint. Orr kicks it back out to Cisco. He penetrates to the circle. His pass is going to be deflected. Loose ball on the floor. And we're going to get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Alton Comets. On the alternate. Or to the, Alton Comet ball. Substitution for Thayer. Lane Grimes is out. Gage Pitts will check back in. 23-all. Thayer's only scored 7 points here in this second quarter. Alton has scored 9 and tied the game. Alton inbounds to DeWolf, back to Cisco, out on the wing. Thayer will take it, or Alton will take it out top to Steele. Steele dumping it down to Cisco on the baseline. Faces up to the bucket, puts up a shot, no good, and rebound to Keaton Nicholson. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. Chance to regain the lead. Gage Pitts out to Andrews, fakes the three. Pulls up the elbow, gives it to Haven, dumps it down low to Landry Pitts. He shoots and scores. Good ball movement by the Thayer Bobcats, and they are retaking the lead, 25-23. 2:57 to go in the half. Alton swinging it to the left side for Kanan Heck. Getting into the offensive set against this Bobcat 2-3 zone. They're matching up out of the 2-3. A little variation of the 1-3-1. Here's the pass out front to DeWolf. DeWolf penetrates into the lane, shoots no good, and a rebound taken by Jordan Andrews. Thayer, quick up the floor. Andrews, quick move into the paint, pull up, turnaround jumper. Good. Jordan Andrews now with 8 points in the first half, and Coach Norm Hollis wants a timeout. 27-23, Thayer with a 4-point lead, Alton with a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry in to Simpson's True Value of Alton for the bird supplies you need to keep nature's feathered friends healthy and happy. Right now, get your choice of 20-pound bag of True Value Black Oil Sunflower Birdseed or 40-pound bag of True Value Wild Bird Food for only $9.99 each. Both are filled with a variety of nutritious ingredients that backyard birds and songbirds love. Get these bargains of the month along with bird feeders and other birding supplies while supplies last at Simpson's True Value in Alton.
Well, Thayer Bobcat Alton Comet basketball tonight here on the Ecom Sports Network. Our game brought to you in part by Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, the Fuel Express at Alton, along with Monty's Outdoors of West Plains and the FNBC Community Bankers. Thayer with a 4-point lead here, 27-23. After that last bucket by Jordan Andrews, Coach Hollis immediately called a timeout. Wanted to get something set for his ball club here. 27-23. Alton down by 4 with the ball. 2:28 to play in the first half. Ball goes right side. Now to the left side to Jed Montgomery. Jed holding high over his head. Wings it on the right for Ryland Steele. So Alton trying to get the a little isolation here, I think. Running a little motion against the zone defense of the Thayer Bobcats. Ball comes out front to Montgomery. Jed swings it on the left side for Chandler Cisco. 30 feet away from the bucket. He surely wouldn't shoot it from there. DeWolf might. He's got it now. Back over to Ryland Steele. Steele moving off a screen down to the baseline. Shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Landry Pitts. And here come the Thayer Bobcats' chance to add to a 4-point lead. Quick pass down inside to Haven, who turns and scores. That's quite a throw by Gage Pitts down to Jace Haven. And Jace now with 12 on the night for Thayer. And it's 29-23. Thayer up by 6. Alton with the ball. DeWolf to Montgomery. Montgomery out between the circles. Takes it to the right side wing for Chandler Cisco. He pulls it down, looking inside. I think they're trying to set something up for Orr on the weak side. Here's Cisco with it in the left corner now. Feeds it back over to Steele. Now Montgomery and to DeWolf on the right side wing. Jace Haven comes out on him. DeWolf trying to get down in the corner. Now turns, passes in the lane. It's stolen by the Bobcats. Nicholson to Haven to the bucket. Misses the layup with the left hand. And Alton with the rebound. Chandler Cisco to Christian Orr for the lay-in. Christian Orr, his first bucket of the night. That makes it a 4-point game, just under a minute to go. Here's Haven for 3 out of the corner. That's no good. That's a bad shot. Haven, quick trigger on the 3 with less than a minute to go in the quarter. Not the kind of shot you want. Really didn't put much effort into it. Didn't get his feet squared up. Didn't get his shoulders squared up. Alton's got it now with a chance to get back to within 2 before the break at the half. They've got it on the right side of the floor. That is Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf will bounce it over to Ryland Steele. Down to 21 seconds to go. Alton really spreading the floor, making the Bobcat defense come out to him. Here's Ryland Steele with it to Cisco. Chandler had a big first half. Already 14 points. Here's a give to Montgomery. He launches a three. That one is off the rim, no good. And Gage Pitts came down with a rebound and lost it out of bounds, but a foul's going to be called. I think that's going to be on Christian Orr. And if it is, no, they called it on DeWolf. All right, DeWolf call for the foul will be his second. And that is team foul number seven. So Gage Pitts, with 4 seconds to go in the half, will go to the free throw line and shoot the 1-1. Trying to add to a 4-point Thayer Bobcat lead. And the first free throw is up and good. Gage, very good free throw shooter. 7 points on the night for the junior point guard. Haven's got 12 to lead Thayer. Andrews with 8 so far. And second free throw for Pitts is good. He's got 8. And Thayer back to a 6-point lead, 31-25. 2 seconds to go in the game. Chandler Cisco, long shot. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Good half of basketball. 31-25, your score. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets here at the Thayer High School Gym. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
As we reflect on 2020, we are thankful for clients who have become friends, friends who have become family, and most of all, for bringing you home for the holidays. Wishing you a happy holiday season and a new year filled with blessings. The team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer and the Alex, Kylie, Ansley, Brody, and crew O'Neill family. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And back here at the Thayer High School. Good ball game in the first half. Thayer with the lead, 31-25. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. And kind of a seesaw battle. Alton had the lead early. Thayer came back, took the lead. It kind of been settling in there. It's been between a 2- and 5-point game here throughout the first half. And we've got good scoring on both sides. Chandler Cisco having a big first half with 14 points for the Alton Comets. And they've needed that. That's the thing they've kind of been missing so far this season, was a big night from Chandler Cisco. But he brought his shooting arm tonight. Brandon Wolf has added 7 for the Comets for the Thayer Bobcats. Good night for Jace Haven, already with 12 points in the ballgame. But it's one of those games when the two teams know each other so well that it's hard really to do anything or look really good doing anything, because the other team already knows what you're going to do before you do it. So it really is an attrition of will out there on the basketball court when these two teams get together. It kind of comes down to, you know, who wants it more. Maybe who gets a break here and who gets a break there. So far, Thayer with the lead, 31-25. We're going to take another break. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer halftime report. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PetesIn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear them vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Let's take a look at our scoring here. We return to the Thayer High School first home game of the year for the Thayer Bobcats, and they lead the Alton Comets by 6 here at the intermission, 31-25. Or is our score. Thayer led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 16-14. Outscored the Comets 15-11 in the second quarter. Take a look at our scoring. First up for the visitors, the Alton Comets are led in the first half by Chandler Cisco. He's got 14, 7 for Brandon DeWolf, 2 for Christian Orr, 2 for Ryland Steele. And the big story of the first half for the Alton Comets, Kanan Heck has not scored. I don't remember Kanan even taking a shot in the first half of this game. Thayer did a nice job of pretty much just denying him the basketball. Well, the Thayer Bobcats are led tonight by Jace Haven. The senior has scored 12. He's hit 2 3-pointers tonight. Gage Pitts with 8 and Jordan Andrews with 8. He hit a 3 early in the ball game. Landry Pitts with a 2 and Lane Grimes with a field goal. So all 5 starters have scored for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, 31-25, your halftime score. Also, just getting a report, Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles trail East Carter at the end of the first quarter, 21-20, I believe is the score that I received. 21-20, East Carter leading the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles at the end of the first quarter. And that game probably further along than that. Now I'll give you an update when we get the opportunity. All right, Thayer Bobcat basketball and Alton Comet basketball tonight is brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters like Freeman & Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, Steak & Shake in West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. We're going to take a timeout. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And back here at the Thayer High School, I want to say thanks again to some of the folks helping to make the game possible tonight, including Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, Dr. Mike Kersey and the staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, along with the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. We're ready for our second half. Looks like both teams going back to their starting lineups. That'll be Christian Orr, Brandon DeWolf, Chandler Sisco, Kanan Heck, and Ryland Steele for the Alton Comets. Gage Pitts, Landry Pitts, Chase Haven, Jordan Andrews, and Lane Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball to open the second half with a six-point lead. 31-25 is our score. Hope you enjoyed tonight's Community First Banking Company halftime report. Stay tuned after the game. We'll be naming the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat Player of the Game. They're opening it up on the right side. Lane Grimes with it over there. Brandon DeWolf jumps out on it. Alton been playing a zone tonight. They've got it. Or Thayer's got it on the right side. Got it down in the corner to Landry Pitts. A couple of dribbles and back out to Jordan Andrews. Jordan trying to get a little isolation. Won't do it against the zone. Bobcats swinging around the horn. Over to Gage Pitts on the right side. Back out to Landry. Now in the lane to Jordan Andrews. Pull-up jumper good from 8 feet away. Good offensive play, and Bobcats got a good shot. 10 points for Jordan Andrews, and he'll make that shot about 99 out of 100 times. Here's a dump down inside for Alton on the offensive end, and a steal by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a 3-on-2. Gage Pitts all the way to the bucket, an offensive foul. Going to be called on Gage Pitts. I mean, he went up high trying to hit the left-hand layup, and it was no good. An offensive foul called on Gage Pitts. That'll be just be his first here in the ballgame. Thayer's only been called for 4 fouls in this game, counting that one. Alton called for 7 in the first set. So Thayer with a 33-25 lead, 7 minutes to go. Here's Kanan Heck, elevates on the baseline for a jumper, no good. Christian Orr gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Two Bobcats fighting after the ball. Here comes Thayer the other way in a hurry. Lane Grimes up the left sideline. Couldn't get around to the basket, gives the ball out front. Gives it back to Gage Pitts. Now the Landry Pitts out on the wing. He'll kick it to Jace Haven. Handles it out top. Looking in the lane, nobody open. They'll swing it right side to Landry. Back out to Grimes. Now baseline for Andrews around the defense all the way. The bucket and a foul on Christian Orr. That'll be number 3 on Christian. He was behind Andrews. Andrews gave him a little yo-yo motion. And Orr, he would have just went straight up and blocked it. That's one thing, but he swung that arm. And anytime you swing that arm, you're going to get called for that foul. Andrews at the line to shoot 2. First one is good. So Jordan Andrews, 3 points already in the second half. We played a minute 23. And here's Ryland Steele out of the game as Jed Montgomery will check in for Alton. So Thayer all of a sudden up by 7, trying to make it an 8-point game, and it's good. Jordan Andrews now with 12. And the Thayer Bobcats up by 8 with 6:34 to go in the third quarter. Montgomery with it outside for Alton. Brings it to DeWolf. Now Chandler Sisco. Sisco going to Kanan Heck. Heck elevates for the jumper, and it's good. There's the All-State candidate. First 2 points of the night for Kanan Heck, and if Alton can get him going, we're going to have a dandy here at the Thayer High School gym. Thayer with the ball. Haven steps inside the three-point line, kicks it outside to Gage Pitts. Long three is no good. Rebound comes hard off the back rim. Andrews has got it to Grimes in the corner for 3. That one's no good. Rebound volleyed up and taken by the Alton Comets. Here's a long pass up the floor to DeWolf. He pulls up in the lane and scores. Brandon DeWolf 9 points now for Alton. Back to a four-point game just like that. Alton on a 4-0 run. Here's Haven into the lane for Thayer, and he puts up a prayer, and it goes in. Jace Haven. That ball got blocked. He got bumped and everything else. He just threw it up, and it went in off the window. There's that thing we were talking before the game. Use that backboard, and he did, and it happened for him. Put that ball up in that square, and most of the time it's going to go in.
Joe Barbie approved.
That's right. Joe Barbie approved. That's exactly right. Use that backboard. Alton with the basketball now. Out front is DeWolf. Back to a six-point there. Bobcat lead. DeWolf handles it out on the floor. Gives to Heck. And Heck is going to be fouled by Lane Grimes. Lane trying to get out there and steal that pass. And it's going to be called for a foul. That'll be number two on Lane. First Bobcat with more than one foul tonight. We've got 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chandler Cisco will trigger it in on the non-shooting foul. Got it to Montgomery, now in the corner. And now inside to Ash. Ash misses the shot. Montgomery rebounds. He can't follow. And Jace Haven clears the boards for the Thayer Bobcats. He runs out of the pack. Got it up to Gage Pitt in the lane. Gage spins into the lane, throws up a shot. I believe we're going to get a foul called, and this might be another offensive on Gage Pitt. No, they're going to call it on the defense. But very close. Gage kind of got out of control there. And I'm kind of with the Alton Comet fans on that one. I thought that might have been an offensive foul. And Norm Hollis absolutely thinks it was. And anyway, Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line. Foul was on number 15, Jed Montgomery, will be his second. First free throw for the junior point guard is no good. Gage with 8 points on the line. Trying to add to a six-point Thayer Bobcat lead. This one is up. It's good. So Gage now 3-for-4 in the first or in the ball game from the free throw line. And he's got 9 points. Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer back up by 7. Alton working around the perimeter. Swinging on the left side to Chandler Cisco. Cisco, who had a big first half, has not scored yet here in the second. Alton gives the ball to Brandon DeWolf. His jumper is up and no good from 12 feet away. A little bit short. Jordan Andrews with the rebound for Thayer. Got it down to Haven. Haven out to Landry. Pitch for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed around and picked up by Ben Ash for the Alton Comets. And Alton now with a chance to get back to within 5 here with a bucket. They'll slow it down. Jed Montgomery steps it across the timeline, working out between the circles. Swings it over on the left side of the floor for Chandler Cisco. Way out away from the bucket. Back to Montgomery now. Comets moving through the lane. Nobody open. They give it up down on the baseline to Kanan Hack. He'll fire the three. That one rolls around the rim and bounces out. No good. Rebound Gage Pitts for Thayer. Up the floor. A little crossover dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Chandler Cisco cuts him off. And Thayer will get into the offensive set now. Here's Andrews in the corner. Backs it out and around the horn to Jace Haven on the left side. He drives down the baseline. Count it. Jace Haven. 16 in the ballgame. And Thayer with their biggest lead of the night at 9, 40-31. Brandon Wolf with it on the right side for Alton, and Coach Norm Hollis wants a timeout. 40-31, Thayer Bobcats lead the Alton Comets. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
I got a good ball game going here at the Thayer High School Gym, the home opener for the Thayer Bobcats. They lead it by 9, 40-31 over the Alton Comets. And see, it's going to be Alton basketball here as we come out of the timeout. Chandler Cisco will trigger it in on the near sideline right in front of the Alton coaches. Gives it into the backcourt to Jed Montgomery. He'll step it across the timeline for Alton. Swings it left side for Cisco. They're looking at Kanan Heck at the high post. Couldn't get him open. He'll swing it around on the right side now. That's where Brandon DeWolf has got it. He backs it back out and gives back to Montgomery. Montgomery working to the right side. Gage Pitts comes out on him. Here's a give to DeWolf. DeWolf goes around the defense. Dumped it down in the corner to Kanan Heck. Weaving his way toward the bucket. Shoots no good. Rebound is long and off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. That ball came ricocheting off that rim and the Thayer Bobcats had it whizzed right by their shoulder. Last one to touch it. Alton triggers it again to Jed Montgomery with 3:02 to go in the third quarter. Alton needs a bucket here to stay close. They're down by 9. Collins working it. Jed Montgomery with it. Has it poked away from behind. DeWolf will pick it up. Drive to the bucket and score. Brandon DeWolf with a pretty play. The ball was poked away from Montgomery. Brandon went and got it. Here's Thayer on the other end. Down to Jordan Andrews. Cutting the baseline and he scores. Jordan Andrews now with 14. Thayer back up 9. Here's DeWolf on the other end for Alton. No good. Rebound Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Jordan Andrews, little one-on-one, pulls up. Short jumper, no. Rebound volleyed up, controlled by Jace Haven. Jace going down to the floor, tried to get rid of it, and throws it out of bounds. Well, Jace Haven plays hard. Here's substitution for Alton. Christian Orr getting back in the ballgame. Ben Ash will go back to the free throw, or will go back to the bench. 2:23 to go in the third. Thayer up 9. Alton with the basketball, trying to hang close here. Ooh, dangerous pass by Steele, picked up by Heck for Alton. Pulls up from the elbow, shot no good. Keaton Nicholson got the rebound for Thayer. Dribbles out of the pack and gives it over to Haven up the left sideline. Haven pulls it up on the wing, back out to Nicholson. Nicholson now to Andrews. Andrews over to Gage Pitts, to Haven, driving the baseline, all the way around the defender. Couldn't get it to drop off the window. And we're going to get the ball goes out of bounds. We're going to get a foul on the Alton Comets. That's going to be on Christian Orr. Orr will pick up his third foul. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball back with a chance to go up double digits. Orr called for his third, and Ben Ash right back up off the bench for Alton into the ballgame. Thayer bounces it in to Haven in the lane. Little baby hook shot is good. Jace Haven with 18 on the line. And the Thayer Bobcats up by double digits now, 44-33. And a good third quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Alton with it. Kanan Heck to Cisco in the corner. Cisco defended by Andrews. He'll bring it out to the wing. Now spin back down to the baseline. Trying to work his way to the basket. Forces up a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Thayer. Bobcats. Gage Pitts working it up the floor. Didn't have the numbers. Kicks it back out to Haven. Haven fakes the three. Goes into the lane. Gets fouled on the shot. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Jace Haven. Fake the three. Saw an opening down the middle of the lane. He gets fouled. Number 35, Ryland Steele. Foul on Steele will be his first of the ballgame. Jace Haven going to the line looking for his 19th and 20th points of the game. And the first one is no good. So the senior misses the first one. Here's the substitution. Gage Pitts will come out of the ballgame, get a little rest on the sideline, sit right next to his dad down there. And Landry Pitts back in the ballgame for Thayer. Lane Grimes back in for Thayer. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped up by Keaton Nicholson, wouldn't go. And Alton comes down with a rebound. So Lane Grimes back in there for Thayer along with Keaton Nicholson. Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, and Jordan Andrews. Alton with it on the offensive end. Jed Montgomery, Ryland Steele, Kanan Heck, Ben Ash, and Chandler Cisco. Here's Heck weaving his way down to the lane. Gets a shot up, no good. And a rebound taken by Nicholson. Nicholson out to it. Andrews. Andrews explodes to the bucket. Misses a lay-in. Rebound volleyed up and around. It's going to be Thayer basketball. Last touch by Chandler Cisco of the Alton Comets. There's Brandon DeWolf back in the game for Alton. And Kanan Heck going to get a little rest on the sideline. We're down under a minute to go now to third quarter. Thayer's opened up an 11-point lead, 44-33. Bobcats triggered in to Jordan Andrews. Out around the three-point line, he'll fire away. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Ben Ash for the Alton Comets. Ash will give it to Cisco, who brings up the floor. Alton with a chance to get back to, or cut the lead back to single digits here with a bucket. DeWolf with it on the right side. Cross-court it goes to Jed Montgomery. Montgomery to DeWolf in the lane. Back outside to Cisco. Alton being very patient here. Now Cisco lets one fly from way outside. No good. Ash with the rebound. Couldn't follow it. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. Nicholson got the rebound for Thayer, and then he gets fouled, I believe. No, they're going to call the foul on Nicholson. Nicholson called for the push. So that's how he got the rebound. He pushed Ash out of the way. And here's Lane Grimes coming off the floor. Get a few seconds of extra rest. Gage Pitts back in for Thayer. Alton with it. Chandler Cisco, free throw line out to Montgomery. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's DeWolf with a long three, and he rattles it home. Brandon DeWolf hits one from downtown. His second three-pointer of the line. Hits back to an eight-point ball game, 44-36. 4 seconds to go. Pitch with it to Andrews. 1 second, long shot is up the rim. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 44-36. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with our fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Christmas is upon us, but so is the county tax paying deadline. Is this hampering your holiday cheer? Let Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, help you solve this problem with a loan or maybe set you up for next year with a Christmas Club account. At Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, they take pride in hearing your needs and being able to make a loan decision locally and almost always that same day. They're a locally owned hometown bank who is dedicated to meeting the needs of the community. Stop in and see us in Alton and Bank of Birch Tree. They want to be your hometown bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Paw. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Paw. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Paw. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Well, the dynamic duo of Jace Haven and Jordan Andrews combined for 12 points of the 12 of the 13 the Thayer Bobcats scored in the third quarter. For the Alton Comets, Brandon DeWolf scored 7 of the 11 points the Alton Comets scored, including that 3 just before the end of the first or the third quarter. So Thayer with the lead here, an 8-point advantage. Remember, Thayer led 31-25 at the half, so they outscored Alton 13-11. In the third quarter. Here we go with the fourth quarter, folks. It ought to be a dandy. Alton with a basketball to open the period. Kanan Heck back in the game. Got it out front. Looking to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it to DeWolf. Back to Heck on the baseline. Heck looking for the shot. Gets double teamed. Gets the outlet to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Cisco. Cisco to the elbow. Fires one up, no good. And Keaton Nicholson down with the rebound for Thayer, and the big junior doing a job when he's in there on the boards for the Bobcats. Nicholson out front with it. Gets the Gage Pitts. Pitts going all the way. The basket lays it up and in. What a quick move by Gage Pitts. And he's in double figures with 11. 3 Bobcats in double figures in this ball game. And Thayer back out by 10 again. 46-36. Alton with the ball. DeWolf in the right corner. Out to Cisco and around the horn to Heck. Kanan's got to get his offensive game going. He's only scored 2 points in the game tonight. Here's a 3 for Alton, no good. Christian Orr down the rebound, kicks it back out to Cisco for 3. That one's off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by Jordan Andrews for the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews, quick pass up to Nicholson in the corner. Back to Andrews, now Haven, top of the key. He'll kick it down the Landry pitch. He'll drive the baseline, fake, shoot, no good. Gets it back and can't score in the second time. Trying to draw the contact foul, no go, says the official. Here's Alton down the floor the other way. Hex pass out front, stolen by Gage Pitts. It's a 3-on-1 to Andrews. He lays it up. It's good and a foul. Jordan Andrews with a great body control to turn that body sideways and still get the shot up on the backboard. Draws the contact. Foul on Steele will be his second of the night. Andrews now with 16 and shooting for his 17th point. Here's Landry Pitts out of the game. Lane Grimes is back in for Thayer. 6:31 to go. Thayer up by 12, trying to make it a 13-point advantage, and Andrews nails the free throw. 17 for Andrews, 18 for Haven. The Bobcat dynamic duo getting her done here tonight so far. Thayer up by 13 with 6:26 to go. Alton, Kanan Heck, left side, gives it to Steele, dumps it down to Christian Orr. Back outside, DeWolf for 3 more. That one bounces high off the rim, and rebound taken by Andrews. And the Thayer Bobcats will bring it up into the front court. Got it down to Pitts in the corner. Driving the baseline, backs it back out. Gives it back out front. Now Nicholson with it just outside the free throw lane. Gives it to Pitts, who hit Grimes going down the baseline. He couldn't finish the shot and then knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Jed Montgomery to check into the game. Chandler Cisco. Going to get a little extra rest here and get ready for the stretch run as Comets have got to come back from 13 if they want to get a win here. Ball goes to Montgomery on the left side. Back out front to Steele. Now DeWolf. DeWolf back over to Montgomery. 5:45 to go. Here's Kanan Heck, top of the key. Penetrates to the free throw line. Has the ball poked away. Loose ball picked up by Lane Grimes for Thayer. Well, Thayer got it back with 5:38 to go. Haven up the left side. Fakes the three. Gives to Pitts. He's driving the baseline. Kicks it out to Andrews. Andrews penetrates toward the lane. Fadeaway jumper is up. No good. Nicholson couldn't hit the tip in. And now Alton with a rebound. Stolen by Pitts, who scores. Gage Pitts with the anticipation on the outlet pass. Got the steal right to the bucket for the easy layup. And Thayer now leads it by 15. 5 minutes to go. Heck out front to Steele. Steele over to Montgomery. Montgomery looking inside. Nobody open. Swings around the horn to DeWolf. DeWolf back to Steele. Left side now to Heck. Kanan looking to drive the baseline and is going to get fouled on the drive. I believe this will be on Gage Pitts. If it is, that'll be number two on Gage. Third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats in the second. Actually, fourth team foul on Thayer here in the second half. Substitution for Alton. Kanan Heck comes out of the game. Chandler Sisco is back in. And Alton will trigger it in with Steele. Ryland Steele got it to Sisco. Sisco tied up by the defense. Now elevates for the shot. That's good. That's a tough play right there. Chandler Sisco with 16 to lead Alton. And it's back to a 51-38 game. Thayer with the ball, 4:45 to go in the game. Bobcats give it up left side corner for Andrews. He'll kick it out front for Gage Pitts. He'll back it out near midcourt. Thayer going to run some clock here with 4.5 minutes to go and a 13-point lead. Back out to Pitts with it. Out around the volleyball line, way out on the court. Ryland Steele comes out on it. Been impressed this year with the ball handling of Gage Pitts. Has handled it extremely well. He's still got it. Bounces one right side now to Grimes. Grimes back down to Pitts in the corner. Back out to Grimes on the wing. He'll go out top and now around the left side for Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson to Haven. Haven. Oh, the pass inside for Gage Pitts and he scores over the right side of the rim. What a pass by Jace Haven. To Gage Pitts working down the baseline and the Bobcats back up by 15. Under 4 minutes to play. Quick pass down the corner to Sisco. Sisco, a little shake and bake, spins toward the lane, puts one up off the window, no good. And a rebound, Christian Orr. Orr going back up with it. That's no good. Rebound volleyed around and taken by Nicholson for Thayer. So Keaton Nicholson continues to control the boards for the Bobcats. Thayer with the ball now, up by 15 with 3:32 to go. It is Jace Haven with it out front. Kicked it over to Gage Pitts. Gage will hold it out front here. Gage will hand off to Lane Grimes. He'll give it down on the baseline to Andrews. Andrews going to the bucket. Oh, what a shot. What a shot by Jordan Andrews. He's got 19 in the ballgame, and Thayer now with a 17-point advantage. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. 3:10 to play. Thayer leads it 55-38. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the ballgame. Coach Norm Hollis of the Alton Comets using a timeout. Game is getting away from the Comets here. Thayer leads it now by 17, 55-38 with 3:10 to go. Been a tight ballgame. Thayer led by 2 at the end of a quarter. They ran it up to a 6-point lead at the half. They led by 8 at the end of 3, and now they have a 17-point advantage over the Alton Comets. Comets have gone stone cold shooting the basketball. That's been the difference here down the stretch run. Ball goes to Sisco. Turnaround jumper is up. That one's off the back rim. No good. Sisco gets his own rebound and follows it back in. So Chandler Sisco with 18 to lead the Alton Comets tonight. Alton Changing up the defense a little bit. They're going to go pick up in the backcourt. Trying to double-team the ball, and the Bobcats get away from it. Get it down to Haven. Haven in the corner to Nicholson. Nicholson back outside to Grimes. He'll bounce one to Haven. Haven around the defense all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Jace Haven now with 20 for the Thayer Bobcats. And back to a 17-point advantage for Thayer. Alton with 2:28 to go. Got to get in a hurry now. Kanan Hex got it out front.
He's
it back to Cisco. Cisco in the left corner. Going to bounce one inside for Ash. Ash back out to Montgomery. He penetrates to the elbow on the left side. Now gives it across to Brandon DeWolf. Now Kanan Hex. And Alton just can't find a shot. Here DeWolf will fire one. It's good. A three-pointer for Brandon DeWolf. 17 for DeWolf in the game. That is his third made three-pointer of the night. So three threes for Brandon DeWolf. Called him instant offense coming off the bench a year ago for the Comets. And he can score just about any time it looks like he wants to. Thayer with the basketball down to a minute 49 to go. Bobcats up by 14. Here's Gage Pitts, penetrates into the lane, dishes it back down the corner to Grimes. Thayer now looking to score right here. They're just running some clock. Nicholson going to the rack, down the baseline, tried to throw it back outside, and it's stolen by Cisco. Alton count. Oh, and here's almost a steal by Haven going the other way. We might have seen a dunk if Haven comes up with that ball cleanly, because Keaton Nicholson was down, still down on the Bobcat offensive end of the floor. Now we got substitution for Thayer. Jordan Madden checks into the game. Levi Paulette is in, and Ryan Parker all in for Thayer. Alton got into DeWolf, long shot, rattles in and out, no good. Ben Ash with a rebound, he can't follow. Ash again, no good. And Jordan Madden down with a rebound. Well, the Bobcat All-State running back in there playing a little basketball tonight. Here's Thayer with the ball. They get it to Paulette in the corner. He'll bring it back out front for Thayer. Look, oh, and he tried to hand it to Pitts. It's stolen by Brandon DeWolf, who will slide down the floor for the lay-in. DeWolf with 19, and all of a sudden it's a 12-point Thayer Bobcat lead with a minute to go. 57-45. Coach Pitts has cleaned the bench here in the fourth quarter. Thayer with the ball. Jordan Andrews out front and going to get fouled out on the open floor by Jed Montgomery. Montgomery called for his third. Team foul number 6 on the Alton Comets, so Thayer will inbound the ball. And here's Chandler Cisco and Ben Ash coming off the floor. Kanan Heck and Christian Orr back in. I guarantee you, Coach Norm Hollis not giving up on this game yet. His team down by 12. Steele out guarding on Andrews. Andrews brings it across the timeline. Leads over to Levi Paulette. There's a five-second call. Andrews didn't realize the count was on, and a five-second call. That's good defense by the Alton Comets, Ryland Steele. So 38 seconds to go. Alton with the ball again. They get over to DeWolf on the right side. Back out to Steele. Steele takes it down the left side of the lane. Shoots a floater off the window. No good. Rebound, Christian Orr. Trying to get rid of it. Now powers a shot up, and it's good. Bounces off the front of the rim and over. Thayer will inbound it with 22 seconds to go, and this one's all over with the shouting. Gage Pitts working away from the defense, and it's going to get fouled by Jed Montgomery with 15 seconds to go, and Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line. And, well, yep, that's foul number 7. So Pitts will go to the free throw line, and looks like his contact lens came out. But he got it back in. And Gage Pitts in double figures tonight with 15 for Thayer. He'll shoot the first front end of the 1-1. It rolls around, no good. Must not have that contact in straight. 11 seconds to go. Montgomery down the floor for Alton. All the way to the bucket. Can't score. Gage Pitts down the rebound. Got it out to Andrews. And Andrews will just dribble off the final 5 seconds here. 57-47. Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Alton Comets in what was a dandy ball game here tonight at the Thayer High School gym. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it tonight, 57-47. Thayer goes to 5-0 on the year. We're going to